Now, before you start thinking about the topic of guilt, debts, and other liabilities, you should pay your debts. And I am owing to a number of persons and institutions. First of all, I would like to thank the curators of this wonderful project, Irini Athanasakios and Thomas Macho. Now, the fundamental idea of this symposium is to focus on a complex idea, which is to be translated into a number of events. And I would also like to thank our cooperation partner, which is the Humboldt University. And we were sponsored by the Federal Foundation for the Arts and the Thyssen Foundation. We owe them our gratitude. They've been very generous. Now, if you owe the bank $100,000, you belong to the bank. The bank owns you. If you owe $100 million to the bank, you own the bank. Now, this is an American saying, and this is the opening of David Graeber in his famous book, Debts. Now, obviously, this saying is a bit older, because today people would not mention $100,000, but rather $5 billion. This is probably the adequate amount if you want to own a bank. The important aspect in the saying, however, is the magic of the big number. There is magic which helps you change realities. Maybe some people in the audience will finally find a way to explain why they never understood mathematics at school. It's extremely difficult to find a way to understand figures and numbers and reality at the same time. I'm not sure whether the Greeks know this American saying, and if so, whether they are able to draw productive conclusions. Definitely, however, the saying refers to an important aspect we have to bear in mind in order to understand today's financial crisis, i.e. mathematics. Now, there is another important field we should not overlook, and that's religion. The idea or the motive of guilt is extremely important, as Christina von Braun has clearly shown in her book, The Price of Money. And the idea of guilt is extremely important in Christian religion. It determines from day one the relationship between human beings and God. Now, Adam and Eve are guilty because they eat the apple of the forbidden tree. They want to transcend boundaries. They want to gain recognition. They want to understand. They want to be independent and autonomous. And that's why they are guilty. It's the original sin, so to speak, which the whole humankind is suffering from, or the whole human species. Now, Jochen Hörisch has shown that there are also a number of images and concepts from the religious world which determine the way we understand the economy, the invisible hand of the market Adam Smith talks about, or the sentence "In God We Trust," which you find on each and every U.S. American dollar bill. Now, a society believes in the value of paper, which as such is valueless or worthless, but it has to believe in the value of the paper, because otherwise the whole system won't work. So we have to realize that miracles happen and printed paper becomes food, cars, houses, or journeys, and we do see a close relationship with the Christian dogma of transubstantiation, according to which bread becomes the body of Christ. Now, if we understand this particular phenomenon as a cultural strategy, or in the terms of a cultural strategy, we undertake the next step of abstraction, and is with respect to the monetary economy or the monetary society, because the society gives up the barter character of the object, or the character of the object in a process of exchange, which is being replaced by the exchange of symbols or numbers. This is, so to speak, a profanization of the face, which helps us get from the world of creed into the world of concrete things or figures, i.e. of mathematics. Now, there are religious patterns of thought which are closely connected with the mathematical procedures, and these become the driving force of capitalism. And each innovation in the capitalist system of the economy begins with a bet on the future, i.e. with the raising of credits in order to finance future developments. And this is, again, the original sin of the Bible, which becomes the driving force of capitalism. Now, you have to raise debts in order to determine the future. Now, there are model calculations which in the financial economy were in the focus of the overall societal face, and this led to the destruction of the speculation bubble at the end of the last and at the beginning of the current century. Now, an excellent example would be the long-term capital management hedge fund. Interestingly enough, the financial mathematicians Robert Merton and Maren Scholes, who received the Nobel Prize, joined it in the 1990s. Now, there was an allegedly fail-safe risk model, and the fund was extremely successful initially. In 1995, it was 43%, 1996, 40%, 1997, 17%, and 1998, $5 billion. However, this had to be seen in view of $125 billion in terms of loans. The fund collapsed in September 1998. 15 years later, we have reached a point at which numerous funds have been destabilized, and banks too, and whole nations. Now, the magic of the big number is taking effect. However, we don't know yet what the world will look like. It will produce. Now, the House of World Cultures will discuss debt and guilt, and the objective is we want to decipher or decodify genuine and important concepts of our contemporary society. Now, we do see a number of frictions and ruptures in the modern development, and there are many processes that take place, so to speak, under the surface. The House of World Culture is always interested in these processes and phenomena and wants to shed a light at it. Thank you for listening.